you'll notice that the iPhone 13 Pro is it's a little bit heavy.
It's thick.
Yeah, it is a little thicker. The outer casing is made of elephant feet, eggshell, and hardened beetle droppings.
Eddie Varela and Marconi Baloney.
Some elephants are walking around on nubs somewhere, so you can have your phone case.
Mood killers.
Look, I made you some content. Daddy made you your favorite open wide. Here comes the content. It's a beautiful day to stay inside.
It's Mood Killers, another episode. Hey, it's Eddie here. Marconi.
Who ordered another
there.
Episode?
I don't know. This must have been a mistake. Yes. Marconi, thank you for joining this week. It's good to have
you're
you
welcome.
Here.
You're welcome. Were you worried I wasn't going to show up? You're like, oh,
I don't
thanks
know.
For showing up today. It's good to see you.
I mean, it's happened to me before with podcasts and radio shows. So
right.
You know, I'm on edge. I'm on edge.
I think
Marconi,
you're the only person
yes.
that I know for sure will always be there. I don't know why. And I hope that doesn't make you
well,
feel
let's
like
not jinx yourself.
I'm all reliable.
Oh yes.
You know, but I do always feel like you're gonna be there. I never worry about that.
Well, you know, that's good because actually this kind of sets up what I wanted to talk about at the beginning of the show. Because some friends are reliable and some are not. And as you know, I recently went out of town for 6 weeks because on the side I'm a traveling door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman.
Yes.
So I was, you know, going door to door, knocking. I was gone.
You knock on their door and like, hello, miss, I'd like to throw a big chunk of dirt on your carpet. And then, aha, yes. Now I have to suck it up.
And then I say, whoops, I forgot my vacuum.
let me try some yeah, Windex on that.
Let me just try to stop it. Maybe just rub it in with my boot. You won't notice it.
Listen, but, we're going to have to cut this whole section of your carpet out. But I got a guy. Hold on a second. He'll come over. I saw this on TikTok. He can weave it back in. You'll be fine. Just it's some glue and we iron with an iron. It'll be fine.
And I cut a little too deep and now there's a hole you can see into your basement from your living room. But it's okay.
It looks like somebody's been murdered in your house before. The carpeting underneath, there's blood. I don't know what it is.
That's exactly what happens when I'm door-to-door salesman.
I'm sorry, we got sidetracked. You were,
no, yeah, it's fine. Exactly. I mean, that's part of the whole thing. That's what we do here. We get sidetracked. Yeah. But anyways, so you may not know this about me, but I'm a plant dad. Did you know that I'm a plant dad?
Yeah, I'm so jealous because I have cats, and they won't stand for it.
I own two beautifully well-kept ferns from the line of IKEA Basics. And,
is that where they come from?
Yes.
And so they're not real or they are real?
No, they're actually real plants.
Oh, okay. So you have to water them.
When I was gone for 6 weeks from home, I needed someone to look after my family members, my pet.
Did you have a cam? Did you have a pet cam? Like the cam
I did.
That usually
I'm glad that you asked.
Usually have for you because I have like cameras set up just for my cats, but.
I had a real life plant cam. That's the honest thing. I did. I had a camera on my plants so I could check in on them and see how they're doing.
Here's the thing, if you can have a plant cam, why can't they make a thing that you can set on the edge of the plant where you could water it too by remote?
Well, I figured I would task a friend with that responsibility.
Mm. Yeah.
So I asked this unnamed friend if he would come over and water the plants.
Jared?
Jared,
Jim.
We'll call him Jared.
Okay.
Jimmy Jared, actually. Yeah.
All right.
I had to get him a key. So I went into my tool shed and I chiseled him a copy of my apartment key by hand.
Wow.
Gave it to him. I mean, I went through a lot of trouble to make sure he could get into my apartment. And like you said, they had the camera on the plants too, just to make sure while I was
just to make
town,
sure he was
so
doing it and wasn't fleecing you while he was in there.
Well, it was more so to make sure the plants were okay because
the
feed didn't record anybody going, but it was just a live feed I could check in on.
Jared,
yeah.
Have as many handfuls of nuts as you can grab. That's fine, but don't sit on the couch bare-assed like you did last time.
Well, you know, and if you're going to reach for the mixed nuts, you can only have the peanuts. You have to leave the rest for me.
Oh,
so I didn't even think to ask him how the watering of the plants was going, because I had the webcam and the plants seemed to be okay. I look and they look alive. And then, so I come back to town 6 weeks later and I ask him how it went with watering the plants, and I learn that he never bothered to show up to water the plants in the whole 6 weeks.
That son of a bitch.
Who does
I'm
that?
I'm mad for you. Yeah. Can you imagine if that was like a, you know, like a an animal or something like that?
I
like,
know.
What and the hell?
He didn't even warn me. I mean, like, sure, you get busy. I understand people have lives, but maybe give the key to somebody else, or like, you know, we'll figure out another way for somebody else to come and water. Luckily, my plants survived on scraps I had in the pantry, canned beans and ramen noodles. They were able to, themselves.
That's good.
They're okay. They're okay.
But you're gone for 6 weeks.
I don't know how they survived. Like, actually, you know what? They came back looking better than when I left somehow.
Wow.
I have no idea that. So maybe I'm overwatering them or something, but.
Maybe your dog waters them when you're not awake and you didn't even know it.
Yeah. Well, he was with me selling vacuums. So
but I mean, like, you know, like when you're there, he was putting in the nutrients ahead of time. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
maybe some fertilizer. We don't know. Maybe that's why he doesn't go to the bathroom. Remember a previous episode you mentioned that he'll just sit there when you try to take him outside. Maybe he's already done his business in the ferns.
He's been depositing nutrients this whole time.
Eddie, I am on constantly on TikTok, and I'm kind of embarrassed at how much I'm on TikTok. And you know, TikTok has a lot of things.
What's your favorite flavor of Tic Tac?
I love Clean Talk. It's probably my favorite. I learn so many.
I'm on the Tic Tacs, man. Can't quit the Tic Tacs.
But the food talk is the hardest because I know everything on it is bad for me. And I'm trying to eat, you know, healthy and that kind of thing. But I really want to try some of those. The last thing I tried was quesadilla and the toaster, and that was destroyed. I almost burned my apartment down.
That just sounds like a horrible idea.
it was kind of fun until the cheese caught on fire. Anyway, and never forget.
Like, heat up your pizza in the dishwasher.
it's great.
Like the same concept.
But I have a few clips, and here's one this week. I like this one. I really think that a lot of people are working way too hard, and this is for them.
Why you working so hard? The world is ending.
Yay!
It's the apocalypse. Take a day off.
Take a day off.
It's all meaningless.
It's all meaningless.
And
why are you working so hard? I think that should be our theme song. I mean, we have, you know, Bo Burnham.
I like it, though. I mean, it makes sense. The world is ending and it's the apocalypse. Yes. Yes,
Eddie, and people are always like, grind it. Got to go for the grind. Got to constantly.
Yeah, sometimes you really don't. I mean, we're all burning with global warming.
Everyone's going to burn out. People always say you got to be productive every day. No, you don't. Especially creatives. Yeah. Calm down. Pace yourself.
Right.
And here's another thing. You know, when you're in a relationship, there always comes that point. You're not quite sure, and you have to ask that question.
When can I poop at your house? Because something's about to come out. The thing that I'm worried about is thinking you might hear the sound. Mm-hmm. So when can I poop at your house?
23rd date.
Something feels funky right now.
Date 23.
I'm nervous that it might get loud. And God, I just hope it goes down. When can I poop at your house?
Yeah, the thing too is, it is that point in the relationship where maybe you stay at the person's house for a couple of days instead of going right home afterwards or something. Or, you staying the night is one thing. You can get up and leave. But when you do those, like, two-day situations.
Well, no, what you do is you say by 36 hours in or however long you can hold it, you then say, hey, I'm going to go run to Starbucks and get you a Frappuccino. I'll be right back.
Right.
And then you come back an hour later and she's like, where's the Frappuccino? And you're like, oh, I forgot. So
I'm so lucky. At my apartment down in the basement, there's a brand new, beautiful bathroom down there with a locking door.
I was going to mention that too. A lot of apartment buildings will have a community bathroom too, and that's another way you can.
That's the relationship bathroom. That's to keep you together longer because they know. If the person in your life likes where you live, you'll probably stay there longer. So it's a good thing to do.
It's a great thing if you're apartment shopping. Look for one of those communal bathrooms and make sure it's one that
has a lock and it's always clean and it has all of the amenities inside it. That's really important.
Yeah, it is.
The thing that bums me out is that bathroom is nicer than the one I have in my actual apartment.
Right.
But no. And here's another one. I'm on TikTok so long that I get the TikTok warnings to tell me to stop take a break. And it's kind of embarrassing, but here's all the ones that I've got.
You were scrolling for way too long now. Maybe you should get some food, get some water, and then come back later.
That's a lot because that takes like an hour or two for that to come in. And so,
it's advising you to eat food once an hour. That's healthy if they should be doing that.
I don't know.
Hey, you, stop scrolling. Yes, I'm talking to you. When's the last time you've been outside? Go on a run with your friends. Read a book. Play with your pets. Oh, don't you miss me. Or go shoot some TikToks outside. Now we're going to go for a walk. Bye.
When's the last time you... What if it's in the middle of the night? Should I go outside then?
Yeah, go get mugged.
Any white girl?
Yeah.
this guy seems high, like a high white guy, and I always get him really late at night.
I understand it's easy to keep watching videos, and trust me, I've been there before. Those videos will still be there tomorrow, so go get some extra sleep, turn your phone off, do yourself that favor, and have a great night.
And then it shows him curled up in bed.
I don't like that. All of those are kind of condescending, actually.
They all
if they really did care, the app would just stop working. But they're just doing this to appease the parents.
Right. They're doing it. Yeah. Because somebody complained about, hey, maybe you can put a warning on there. And this is my all time favorite one.
Saying that I'm 30 or 45 minutes down your For You page. It might be time for you to take a break from the TikToks. Check on the kids.
Check out the kids.
Get you some water. In some cases, I bet your legs are going numb.
He knows.
That's great.
He sees inside my house.
Man, and they assume that you are neglecting your children. I mean, that's like really harsh.
It's probably true, though, in some cases. He's right.
Oh, it's been an hour and a half. You forgot the baby in the back seat.
The one thing I've learned is I can't take the phone into the bathroom because I'll just be on TikTok the entire time and I'll look up and it's like, why have I been on the toilet for an hour?
Right. Get some food.
Yeah. Drink some water. Take a break. So those are some TikTok warnings. I really like this TikTok because she's very honest. And I kind of feel that this was made for me.
Why do you keep making TikToks when nobody watches them? You want to know why? Somebody does watch them. I watch them. I watch my own TikToks.
I was thinking about that when the podcast. People are always like, well, why do you make a podcast? You don't have millions of listeners. You don't even, you don't have 1,000 people following you on Instagram with I'm like, I make it because Eddie and I like to listen to it.
Right. We are the listeners of this show.
Yeah. So I really think that should be the motto of everyone. I do it because I watch these TikToks. I listen to this podcast.
I was trying to find a podcast in Spotify that starred me on it, and there wasn't one. So we had to make it.
Right. Exactly. and this, I feel, could be used in almost any situation.
Just now, internally, asking myself in quite a worried way whether I might have made an error.
Every day, at least once or twice a day, I could say that.
Yes.
Mood Killers.
I was trying to find a podcast in Spotify that starred me on it, and there wasn't one, so we had to make it.
Eddie Varela and Marconi Bologna.
Why have I been on the toilet for an hour?
Mood Killers.
Well, the iPhone 13 came out just recently, and I got it on launch day, Marco.
What?
I'm now the proud owner. I'm holding it right now.
Do you normally do that? Do you normally do that?
No, this is the first time I've upgraded in like 4 or 5 years, so, you know, kind of a big deal.
Is it bigger, wider?
Well, I'm going to give you a full review. I'm going to tell you all about it, and I can answer any questions you have.
Okay. Here's what happened. Yes. Can I just tell you really quick what happened to me? I got the iPhone 11 and it wasn't even the new one. It was just like what I usually do is get the one before. So now I would go to like the 12 because it's cheaper. And
yeah.
Because it's more for, and I always find that it's not that incredibly different from my last one. It's just the iOS stops updating, and that's usually when I upgrade.
I usually upgrade when my battery only lasts half a day. Then I can't take it anymore. That's when I upgrade.
But I don't know why I ordered it through my phone company as opposed to directly from Apple this time. Apple will just send it to your house. They don't care. Yeah. But for whatever reason, the phone company demands that a person comes to your house. And so this is in the middle of the pandemic. He's wearing a mask. We were socially distanced. But I hadn't had anybody in my house. You know what I mean? I was on purpose.
Right.
And here, this guy is coming in to set up a phone. Look, it's the iPhone 11, sir. 11. Yeah. I've done this 11 times.
He like hovers over your shoulder while he's like, no, press settings. Now go to your Apple ID. Now get into your, like, no.
I've done this 11 times. I think by now I'm good.
They just sent it to me this time, which is really cool. I didn't even have to deal with that.
Yeah.
So they're over that now, which is good. But the iPhone 13 though, I have to say it's probably the most powerful computing device I've owned since the Game Boy Color. I'll give it that much just to start this review. When you first pick up the phone, you were asking me like, is it big? You'll notice that the iPhone 13 Pro it's a little bit heavy. The outer casing it is a little thicker. The outer casing is made of elephant feet, eggshell, and hardened beetle droppings. That actually gives it more of if you were to drop it, it doesn't break.
But the elephants died naturally, right?
Well, they just don't have feet, but they're still alive.
Right. Oh, I see.
So it's humane.
Some elephants are walking around on nubs somewhere so you can have your phone case. I get it.
But it's ethical because you don't actually kill the elephants.
So. Right.
One of the things I really like about the phone, though, is that without even asking, the lock screen will display the time. So you pick up your phone and the time is there. Which
is the only thing you really do when you look at your phone like 1,000 times a day for the time.
Right. And it's convenient when you don't want to miss an episode of the Drew Barrymore show. So you got it right there. You're ready to go. Now, when you unlock the screen on this iPhone 13, you'll find various programs that you're welcome to double click on. My favorite to double click is the horn icon. So you go ahead, you double click on the horn.
Yeah.
And this actually, so what I learned with this iPhone 13 is the horn icon allows you to enter a predetermined 10-digit code. Now, this predetermined 10-digit code then connects to another iPhone user in a different location.
What?
Isn't that amazing?
I don't understand. What's that? Why would you want to do that? And you mean like,
I don't know.
You mean like you can connect to my phone if I allow you?
Yeah. I think so. What I do is I open up the horn icon. You have to start. So this 10-digit code.
Is that exclusive to the iPhone 13? I mean, or is it like,
I don't know.
Is it just the iOS?
I didn't get I'm only halfway through reading the instruction manual.
I see.
This 10-digit code, I guess you have one, I have one. It starts with, they call it an area code, and then there's digits following.
Okay.
Then you put that in, and then it'll zap over to you somehow. I don't know exactly how it works, but it zaps over.
So right now, I could send you a special message with this 10-digit code if I only knew it.
Yeah, but you have to know the other person's 10-digit predetermined code.
That sounds amazing. So, like, you can send messages back and forth to the person anytime you want.
I mean, this is something that Steve Jobs was really dreaming up on his deathbed, and I think they just now got around to this.
It just, like, he scribbled on the notepad next to his bed on the nightstand, 10-digit code, Cindy thing. And then, now it's now the dream has come true.
It's amazing technology. It really is. I'm still learning how to use this thing. And one of my favorite features too is there's a camera on the back. And if you point that at strangers, they'll start to get out of your way to avoid conflict. And this has actually saved me at least 4 or 5 hours of standing in the checkout lane at Hobby Lobby. I just pointed at people.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, why are you doing this? It's almost like a non-lethal weapon. They'll just move.
I've noticed that too with my iPhone 11. Just today I was on a walk and I was taking a picture of a flower or something and people were avoiding me. But, you know, maybe it's because I smell funny. I don't know. I did have tuna on toast for lunch. Maybe that's it. Right. My breath.
But, you know, the iPhone 13, I think I do recommend it overall. I'm still learning to use it, but I will give it 18 out of 6 wigs.
Very nice. I like your scale, the wig scale.
Yeah.
And by the way, so it's not wider than the average phone, or it is? Because I always find that the phone, like my iPhone 11, each time my hands are only so big. Like, I can't keep...
Well, yeah. I will say this again. I'm no expert when it comes to technology, but the phone has gotten wider, heavier, and slower, and more expensive.
Well, good. There you go.
Mood Killers. Find previous episodes and more. App Mood Killers on Instagram.